The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Rebecca Ivory is with me here. She is the author of Free Therapy. Lovely looking book, it has to be said. Congratulations on it, Rebecca. So this is a collection of short stories.
Yes, yeah.
Born of what?
Well, I suppose I probably started writing about 10 years ago. I had kind of avoided doing it while I was in college because I was really embarrassed by doing it. But then when I left college and was kind of living as an adult, I sort of felt, I can do this now, and kept it quite secret from people because was very just mortified at the idea of doing it.
At the idea of... of what, describing yourself as a writer,
or
what
so. Was it? Yeah, I think it felt very like pretentious.
Yeah. And then, God, you're one of those notions.
Totally. Like, that's such an Irish thing, obviously, yeah. as well. And I think, it probably just then, to be honest, like, I probably had like a couple of jobs that, like, I tried to be a journalist for a while. I probably tried to be a journalist so that I could write in some capacity without having to do it in a creative way. Didn't work out, was a terrible journalist, terrible at confrontation. So that's kind of how it happened. And then obviously, like, there's a great literary culture in Dublin and Ireland, plenty of literary magazines, was very lucky there, got great support, and it just sort of built from there. So, and short stories were just... they were just the way that I wrote. I'm writing a novel at the moment, which is the next book. But yeah, definitely short stories were the first thing that kind of drew me in.
And were they the way you wrote when you were younger? Did you write short stories?
Oh, I'd say, yeah, I think so. Probably like, terrible ones, but yeah, the most accessible way.
Suddenly.
Yeah.
Suddenly things happening.
Good tubbing. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, there's a kind of a common theme in the book, as hinted at by the title of it. And I kind of, we don't want to give kind of too much away. There's great kind of range of experience and everything in it. The Slip is a lovely story as well. I really enjoyed.
Oh, thank you.
And like, I would recommend it to anybody, whether you have been through therapy or not. And actually, that's kind of, I guess, something that emerges from it. And I know something that you've talked about as well is, it's kind of this reliance on therapy that's kind of emerged in society.
Yeah, I think so. And I probably, like, I mean, I suppose when people ask you about the book, they kind of ask you as if you know anything. Like, and I don't. Like, sometimes people are like, what's it about? And I go, oh, I don't know. But I think probably, like, this thing with therapy is sometimes I'm asked, and it's sort of asked about, like, is there, you know, do people do too much therapy? And obviously, I don't know. I'm not an expert at all. But I think it's more that people rely on therapy for the wrong things and kind of rely on it to avoid unpleasant emotions, or, you know, so that they don't fail at something. But I think, you know, and that's probably what the characters in the book are doing, is that, you know, they don't want to have to deal with unpleasant emotions. So they avoid kind of connection with other people. And it just leads them to being unable to change. And they're stuck doing the same thing over and over again. So I think probably, not to disappoint anyone, but probably with the end of most of the stories, they're still in a similar situation as they were when you kind of first meet them or first encounter them. So,
I guess... What I got from it, and I guess it's the beauty of books, you might say, well, that's not what I intended, but everybody can get different things out of it, is that there's a kind of this kind of growing perception, maybe, and it's certainly true, I think, of some of the characters, that it's kind of it's abnormal to have negative emotions, to experience the world in a negative way, that, you know what I mean, and that something is wrong with you and needs to be fixed.
Yeah,
if that's absolutely how you see things.
Yeah, totally. I think the same can probably be said with characters who aren't extremely likable. And, like, that's, I suppose, like, it's been said to me a few times now, like, God, they're really unlikable. I enjoyed the book, but I didn't like the characters at all. And it's really funny because when you said about The Slip, that story, like, I wrote that story because, like, I get terrible road rage. As I said, I'm very conflict averse, but I get really angry when I'm driving at people, particularly in huge cars. And I probably wrote that to be like, this is a way to express some anger at some drivers. And so it's really funny when people are like, yeah, I really didn't like that character. Because in my head, I'm like, yeah, that was
that's funny.
Me.
See, guys, I think that's a non-confrontational way of being confrontational, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there's no pushback.
No.
Unless somebody gets really irate and gets out of their car and marches over to you.
Yeah, and you're obviously not, you don't think you're talking to a human, you're just talking to a car, it's just a machine. And then I would never say, like, I would never curse at another person.
You always feel a little bad then if you're kind of, you're overtaking them and you look and it's kind of a little old lady behind
completely.
The car and you think, I'm a terrible person.
Oh,
I'm a really terrible person.
Absolutely, yeah. Or when someone beeps at me and I feel like crying, I'm like, okay, this is how it feels.
So So how different then is the kind of the current experience of creating a novel compared to the short stories?
Oh, yeah. I think I probably need more time to write the novel and short stories. You can kind of do it in like, yeah, you could spend an hour at it and you might have the idea of the scope of the story. Whereas a novel, you need to be kind of constantly thinking about it, I find. But then, like, honestly, I'm probably doing it while I'm loading the washing machine, just thinking things through. Like, just because you're not at the laptop doesn't mean you're not writing either. And that's, we all have the notes app on our iPhone now, so I'm never too far from.
Does that ever get claustrophobic? I often think this when you talk to actors and they talk about, you know, how immersed they might get in the character, that it must feel claustrophobic at times.
I think it's probably hazard of the job or the pastime, whatever. I don't.
Yeah, you can call it a job.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
You can call it. I'm holding your book in my hand.
It's a hobby. Yeah. No,
people
think,
won't accuse you of having notions. Yeah, it's okay now. It's okay.
It's safe. I don't think it does. To be honest, for me, it doesn't. But I do feel, and I think most writers feel this, that they identify as a writer first. I know that sounds really annoying, but like, I do. It's like probably one of the only things I feel like, okay, I am good at this, you know, that kind of way. So it does, no, it gives me great joy every day to think about it. It doesn't always flow as easily, but it never feels that claustrophobic.
No. And great satisfaction to see the book out there.
Oh yeah, it's really odd. It's really weird to walk into shops. Like, we went around to do a bit of a sign in there, and I was signing, and the girl probably just thought I was reshuffling, maybe I worked there, and she went to pick it up, and it was really weird to watch someone else like kind of consider the book or think about it, because it's just been on my laptop for so long, and now it's just, yeah, there's no turning back now, it's out in the world.
It's out there. Listen, yeah. It's kind of been recommended by much more impressive people than me. Sally Rooney's name is on the front page of it. But listen, I'll add my name to the list.
Oh, please do.
Free Therapy is the name. Rebecca Ivory. Listen, Rebecca, thanks a million for joining us. It's congratulations on the book. Really, really great read. Several short stories in there.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.